Christmas is fun. Christmas is magical.
Christmas
is long lines and travel delays.
Christmas.
And unexpected guests for dinner.
Christmas
should run smooth and be organized. I'm James Live Jr., the Super Organizer, and this is the Super Organizer Christmas Show on the Christmas 24/7 channel.
Yes, and yes, it's Christmas time, you guys. It's Christmas, and I am here, the premiere episode, the opening episode, episode one of the Super Organizer Christmas Show. I'm James Lajunior, Super Organizer. Welcome. We celebrate Christmas 24/7. This channel is the Christmas 24/7 channel. So go and make sure you go ahead and you like and subscribe, you comment, you have the content on there. I'm going to be on here. Go ahead and like it. If you like Christmas like I do, you're going to want to know what's going on here. I'm so glad to be here with you guys. And I know a lot of people out there were just like, James doing a Christmas show? Yes, I am. If you don't know me, I'm going to let you know a little bit about me too. We have a good show for you today. Music. Christmas songs that get me in the spirit. Yes, I catch the spirit when I hear certain songs. Like this one just playing now. I love this one. So, yes. Who is Super Organizer? First of all, you're like, who is that? Well, it's my other world that I live in. I'm also in media and entertainment, of course, and I have my company, GLJ Media, but I'm also at AfterBuzz TV, and I'm at other places, but I have a company I started 10 years ago called the Super Organizer LLC. I'm a certified professional organizer and certified life coach. And some of you guys are thinking, what does that mean? I go to people's homes, offices, garages, spaces, and I help them edit their lives, make their lives run smoother. So I do time management, productivity, and to all the things like even going in your closet and organizing your closet. So yes, I do that. So that's what the Super Organizer does. I started 10 years ago from scratch, and now I do workshops, and I have a partnership with Michaels. I do all kinds of stuff because I love organizing, and I really do believe your life runs smoother when it's organized. Now, every episode of this show, I will give you an organizing tip, so towards the end. So you'll have that going on every show. And some future shows, I'll be talking about actual specific organizing items related to Christmas. So I'm going to have all that going on. The purpose of this channel, of course, is to give you Christmas and a feeling of Christmas, not just in December, but the rest of the year. And hopefully with me in this show, I'll give you a little bit of Christmas also and that feeling too. First of all, we're going to start out with music. Music is so important and so integral to the holiday season, right? I have my own Christmas song. What's about that a little later? That's out. But these are 10 songs. Not in any order, really. They're not my top. They're not like in like 1 to 10. But there are 10 of my favorite songs that I love during Christmas that get me in the mood, that make me very happy and make me smile. And somebody, and I'll explain some of the behind the scenes of each of these songs and why I picked them. So are you ready, folks? Let's begin. The first song I'm going to talk about is Lady Gaga. Yes, you like, she has a Christmas song. Back in 2008, she released a Christmas song called Christmas Tree. This is kind of the naughty Christmas song of the list today. My favorite lyric of the whole song is, "My Christmas tree is delicious." Yes, that's an actual lyric. But it's not really dirty. It's a lot of double entendre in the song. But it's a fun dance Christmas song that she put out that's really catchy. Very, very catchy. And every time I hear it, I love it. She does it with Space Cowboy, who's a producer. And it's just so good. It's so good. Heavy dance beat, naughty lyrics. I'm all in. Love that. The songs you heard at the beginning of the show, and one of my favorite songs that my friends and family who know me, I sing this song every year. It really, to me, ushers in Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Now, there are two versions that are both equally, to me, they're equal. Andy Williams and Johnny Mathis. Now, Johnny Mathis is my favorite male singer of all time. I love his high, smooth voice. And his version of this song, actually, I remember, I think it was a Gap ad years ago. He actually was in the video and actually did the commercial. But both of those are, these are Andy Williams, of course, a legend. Both these artists, growing up, these songs were played. Their Christmas albums were played in my house. There were certain Christmas albums that just were every year were played. Like Mannheim Steamroller or The Carpenters. Like, there's certain albums that just every year they're pulled out and you heard them all Christmas long. To me, both versions, they're similar yet different. So I bring them both on because I just like them both and they're both equally, to me, as good. A Jewish woman sings a Christmas song. Yes, Miss Barbara Streisand has a Christmas album that, again, was a Christmas staple in my house. Barbra Streisand is my favorite female singer of all time, and her version of Jingle Bells makes me happy. This song's different because it's very fast-paced and frenetic. She's like, Jingle Bells, she's singing it so fast, like she's in a hurry. And it just, her voice is so crisp and it's so clean. Barbra Streisand, of course, is the voice of her generation. And this album was done in the 60s in her early work. And she's just, just clean. I just love this song so much. It makes me smile. It's fast and furious. And it's a must play when I do my Christmas stuff. Our fourth song that I'm bringing up is actually a sad song. It's a breakup song. And it was released at the height of his Purple Rainness, the late Prince, and his song Another Lonely Christmas, which was the B-side to his single, let me make sure I get this correct, because he had a lot of songs with the album, I Would Die For You. I Would Die For You, that song from Purple Rain. Prince Revolution released this song on the backside. I had the purple vinyl. I got it back in 1984. And it's actually a really sad song, but it's so good. It's just really beautiful. And some people do get sad at Christmas. It just kind of happened. And he perfectly conveys that in this song. And you can get it anywhere. I mean, it's out there. But I like that song very much. Number five on our list is a song that you may have not even heard of. There's a group called the Pet Shop Boys. Back in the 80s, when I was coming up, my 80s folks, remember them? West End Girls, Opportunities, It's a Sin. What Have I Done to Deserve This with Dusty Springfield? I mean, they were putting out the dance hits of the 80s and 90s. They did a song called It Doesn't Even Snow. It Doesn't Often Snow at Christmas. It's from their EP titled Christmas. It was first done back in 1997, but they released it back in 2009, a little EP they did. The song is an electronic dance song, and it's really good. So if you haven't heard it, go check it out. You can get it wherever music is sold, of course. But I just really found that it's a song that should get more attention. Because a lot of artists, and some folks I've left off the list, but they had great Christmas songs, like The Killers had good Christmas songs. A lot of rock artists and dance artists put out Christmas music. And some great singles. And this is just one of them that I really enjoy. And Pet Shop Boys have been putting out good music ever since. They still put out new music to this day. They're just not as, as big on the charts anymore. But they're putting out really inventive, smart music. And that's because Neil Tenney used to be a music critic, so he knows all that stuff. This song, of course, I was looking this song up the other day and a little bit about it. It's my number six song. This song is about half my life. I'm 50 years old. This song just turned 25. All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey wrote a Christmas classic. I remember when it first came out, it was a classic. It was an instant classic. This song, you can't help but smile when you hear it. It is nearly perfect, in my opinion, of Christmas songs. It has all the elements. And of course, Mariah Carey's a voice of generation too. She has the voice. But it's just upbeat and positive and fun and flirty and exciting. And just, it's a great, great song. But I can't realize it's 25 years old. Like, where did time go? I can't believe that was a long time ago. My number seven song, this is for my real 80s folks. And folks who had parents from the 80s, because that does happen to you. My kids know that. Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. Now, The Waitresses had a very interesting career because they had a very short career. But they had like three major hits on three different platforms. You know what I'm talking about. So The Waitresses had a huge song called I Know What Girls Want, I Know What Girls Like. That was a huge hit, huge new wave hit. Then they had a song that was a hit from the theme show SquarePegs. Now, some of you guys are thinking SquarePegs. That was Sarah Jessica Parker's first TV show. It was a comedy. I used to love that show. I was a teenager. She was a teenager. Great show. The theme was a big hit on TV. Then they had a Christmas song that was huge. And whenever I hear it, I want to grab my Swatch watch and go to Benetton and Sherman Oaks Galleria and like get my stonewashed jeans. I'm ready. I'm ready. It's from 1981, and I was a teenager, and I loved this song so much. And whenever I hear it, it's a great new wave Christmas song. And, there's not that many of those running around. I want to give a shout-out to Patty Donahue, who did pass away, the lead singer, back in December 1996. He died of cancer. And really sad to hear that. They only had a couple albums, and one of the albums had one of the greatest titles, Wasn't Tomorrow Wonderful? I love that. Number eight. Where are we? I have to go where we are. Number eight. This song was first made famous by the legendary Eartha Kitt. She purred and cooed her way through the song. But back in, you know, back in the 87, another girl who was the height of her fame, Miss Madonna, did her version of Santa Baby. I like her version. She did it for the A Very Special Christmas in 1987 album, which was for Special Olympics, I believe, correctly. And her Cupid doll kind of persona at the time, you know, Madonna is the master of changing her looks and changing her things. She had the high voice. She was very flirty, and she did a great job, I thought, on this song. And I love Santa Baby. I love the kids' version, too. Trust me, I like both versions. But Madonna's the one, of course, I grew up with, and so that one I choose for my list. This is really good. I love that. Number nine. This song makes me smile, but it's also another breakup sad song. But it reminds me of Christmas. When I hear it, I feel eggnog and like peppermint candles. I feel it. From the late George Michael, Last Christmas, which was Wham. That was one of their songs he did in 84. It was a double single with their song Everything She Wants, which is a great song. Also, a big hit off their album. That was really big back then. George has such a smooth voice. He had really underrated, great, soulful voice. And for me, being African-American, George Michael and Wham were really big in the African-American community. Their music was played on black radio. George Michael was played on black radio. It was like them, Elton John, Hall & Oates, Lisa Stansfield. These are people that had these soulful, you know, that blue-eyed soul thing. They had these soulful voices. And Boy George and Culture Club were another one. But George Michael had the voice. And he was such a good songwriter. I don't know if people even get that. He's a good. I saw him twice in concert. I saw him with the Wham! America tour in 1985. It was him. Chaka Khan opened. Interesting. And it was so good. I saw him on his 25th anniversary tour years later. And here's a little funny thing about George Michael. He was very real. So for the 25th anniversary tour, he comes out, does his first half of the show. Then he stops and he goes, "Hi, everybody. I'm old and I'm tired. So I'm taking 20 minutes off to relax. And then I'll be back to sing some more songs for you." He leaves the stage and then a clock comes up and starts counting down. Lights come up and it's like, oh, okay. 20 minutes come late. 5, 4, 3, 2. It comes back on. That's the second half of the show. Love it. I'm like George Michael, the mom. But this song to me is very Christmas. Even though it's a sad song, it's very Christmas. I like it. And the last song on my list goes back to my early, they didn't even call it hip-hop yet, my early rap days, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. Yes, Run DMC had a Christmas song. It was also featured on the Very Special Christmas album. Released in 1988, it's one of the first rap songs to be a Christmas song. Just was. Run DMC were legendary anyway in so many different ways. Of course, you know them from Walk This Way, which was the first rock rap collaboration with Aerosmith. That was a big, huge thing for them. And they came out and did this Christmas song and talked about where they're from, basically, in New York. And it's a great song. It's a lot of fun. It's catchy. And it reminds me of the early days of that. And then the last song, even though it's number 11, even though I said 10 songs, it's my own song, you guys. Santa, 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 Hurry Up, Santa. I released it in 2017, and my producer, Palms, hi, Palms, and if you hear the song, you hear my ho-ho-hos in it, my deep voice in it. I always want to do a Christmas song. Eventually, I could do a Christmas album at some point, but I decided I wanted to do something that was kind of fun, very dancey and techno, but had the elements of Christmas. We have jingle bells in it and stuff, and my deep voice, and it's just a fun song. And to me, I want to capture when you're a kid and you want Santa to hurry up and get here because you want the presents. And that's kind of what I wanted to accomplish. It was just a fun song to do. I released it in 2017, get it where all music is streamed and sold. I wanted to share with everybody. Every Christmas it comes out. So I'm probably going to do some more Christmas songs at some point, but my song is one of my favorites. And those are my songs that get me in the spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, as I said, I'm going to give you an organizing tip. And this tip is actually something that could work towards organization, cleaning, anything. Sometimes music is really good to have as a background, to get you motivated and get you in the mood. Music can help you keep going. Because I'm going to tell you, getting organized is not the most fun thing on earth. It requires a lot of work. You have to work at it. You have to do it. When you clean your house, it's not always fun either, but you got to clean your house. So to me, putting music on can help. So here's the tip. When you're setting up what you need to do, when you're putting together the plan to get organized or organize something, then that's one thing. You may not need music for that. You gotta concentrate, get that together. But once you have the plan together and you're actually organizing, like you're in a closet or a garage, turn on some music. Maybe it's Christmas songs. You're going to do it right now. Get some Christmas songs. Get a Christmas playlist. Turn on. I tell you, you will feel better. It will make the sessions that you're doing go by faster and not seem as bad. And you'll be in a good mood. Music's good. I love music. And I think this is a great thing to help you when you're trying to edit your life and your space. Another tip I'm giving you, one extra tip too, when you have Christmas music, because nowadays people do streaming, but some of us are old school. I have the albums. You know those things you young kids called vinyl now. And then also tapes and things like that. They're out there. People have, or CDs. You know what CDs are. People have them. So one of the things that I do, because you don't play them all year long, I pack them away with my Christmas decorations. Later in the season here, I'm going to actually do a whole Christmas decorating storage episode. So about that. But I do. I take my Christmas music that I have hard copies of, and I put it with the Christmas stuff. You know what happens to you sometimes? So it's Christmas time. It's time to bring the decorations out. And you open that first bin, and you see the music. And so you put the music on while you're decorating. It gets you in the mood. It just makes me so happy. I just think music is just golden in general, and I just love it. But I think in terms of storing it, because you don't play it all the time, put it with your Christmas stuff. I'm always about one of the famous rules of organization: like things with like things. And I said, a later episode, I'll get more into that whole storage thing there. But a red or green bin, of course, works for Christmas stuff. So that's why I'm going to do that. And then it's great. It's great. And you have fun. And you have ready for your parties and dinners and things like that. So every episode, after I have the topic and give you an organizing tip or two, I'm going to leave you with something to think about. And it's something that I think every day. But it's something for you guys to think about out there. I invite you to think about certain things. Music, they always, the big adage of music soothes the savage beast and all that. I do feel sometimes music can help change your mood. For some people, the holidays aren't a happy time. For some people, the holidays, you may be missing a loved one that passed away, or you don't have a big family, or you're struggling with work and whatever the situation is. I know that Christmas is not always happy and fun for everyone, but music can help you sometimes, put you in a nice mood. And depending on, and even if it's not Christmas, it could be any kind of music, but Christmas music sometimes, because it's very positive, can put you in a good mood. You put it on in the background, and you kind of relax, you take it in, be present, take it in, and sometimes it can really actually change your mood and help you get through the times. And so I just feel that music, period, whether it's Christmas or otherwise, can be there for you in times of need. It's been there for me many times. There are artists and songs that I go to that help me. They can help me in moods, and that's why different moods, like put me in a calm mood, or put me in a mood that's kind of feisty in a good way, or a motivational mood. I think music is really good. And I want you to think about that. Are there songs? Are there artists? Are there soundtracks? Are there times, decades of music that really gets you in a good mood, make you smile, or calm you down? So I want you to leave you with that and think about that. Thanks again for watching the first episode. That's right, first episode of the Super Organizer Christmas Channel. So, James Lott Jr.'s Christmas thing. And I want to tell you, again, it's the Christmas 24/7 channel. So go there, hit the subscribe button, hit there. Watch us. Watch our other content on there. Get the joy of Christmas all year long. And go ahead and watch, subscribe, comment. Let us know what you think about our shows and what you'd like to see. And on here, let me know what you'd like to see on here. If there's something, a tip or something you want to know about, let me know. Because we're going to go through it this season. We got some good stuff this season. You can follow me, where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold, on all social media platforms, at James Lott Jr. And if you are interested in looking into an organizer, I do have a website, superorganizeruniverse.com. And you can also look on all my social media platforms at The Super Organizer. Just type that in, and I will pop up, and we'll talk to you. Thanks for watching the show, and Merry Christmas.
From Chairman Elves, Kevin Undergaro, and Maria Menounos, we would like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time, do your best to make every day Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.